I just have a quick news update because I was not prepared today.
I have a news update too.
Ooh! Great. Play the music. I'm assuming it's playing. On this day, yesterday, but today, Britney Spears injured her knee while filming the video for Outrageous on June
8th, 2004. But it's not even yesterday, but today, because they're not going to be hearing this.
Exactly. So, okay. Some consider it the beginning of the end, but however you decide to interpret it, her knee injury on set of her music video for Outrageous 15 years ago changed the trajectory of the Pop Titan's performance offerings for good. So it really was the beginning of the end. Yeah. That's all I got. Oh, and Joey Fatone is getting a divorce.
Nice. Alright. My news is that our 2000s icons, the Jonas Brothers, dropped
their album. Oh, yes! Yes!
Can't believe you forgot that.
Totally forgot. And a documentary.
I listened to the whole thing a few times.
Is it good?
It's fun. I would not say it's groundbreaking in any way.
I don't anticipate it to be, like, Radiohead levels of groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's not groundbreaking, particularly in any way. It's, like, fun. Nothing, like, I think crazy. Sucker is definitely the best bop on it.
Could you imagine if the Jonas Brothers did Shoegaze?
That'd be weird. Yeah, it's just a lot of... It's very similar to the music that they have individually been making, but, like, kind of in an album now.
Wow,
It's not bad. It's, like, fun to listen to, but it's not... Like, at this point, I remember almost none of the titles of any of the songs. So.
Ah, yes, that's,
But I mean, it's no Burning Up, you know what I mean?
No. Will anything ever top Burning Up?
Exactly. Thank you, Chad. Oh, yeah, by the way, Chad is here. We haven't actually mentioned that yet.
Yeah, so
I was trying to be quiet until I was mentioned, and I'm like, I don't want to interrupt anybody.
Let's talk about the 2000s.
You're just so quietly playing The Sims.
Today's topic is about 2000s teen movies. Because why the fuck not?
Well, what other kinds of teen movies would it be? Your podcast is called Let's Talk About the 2000s.
That's true. I mean, there are 2000s, you know, bad movies and teen movies, crime movies, love movies.
Well, he was saying, like, what other decade?
Oh, that's true.
Movie would there be?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, on our 2000s podcast, let's talk about 90s teen movies.
Let's talk about 90s teen
movies.
Let's
talk about the 80s.
Let's talk about how problematic John Hughes really is.
That's a real conversation.
That is a legit conversation for another podcast.
I recently watched the movie, what was it? I think Pretty in Pink, I think it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it
recently watched that, yeah, and I'm like, why is everyone obsessed with this movie?
Because we know the people who are obsessed with that movie are exactly because they think they're in that movie.
Yeah, like, they're watching it, you know, and I'm like, I know people who watch this movie and are like, yeah, I feel that. And I'm like, y'all just need to
You haven't sat through 16 Candles. Because that is...
I haven't.
That was awful. So bad.
That is terrible. Awful. Pretty in Pink is... That does not hold up.
I don't think I like any of... The only John Hughes movie I like is...
Ferris Bueller.
Oh, no, I was going to say Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, yeah. I enjoy Ferris Bueller.
I've never actually seen that. But we're... I've gotten you off topic.
Sorry. So now we're talking about the 80s. Yeah, 2000s teen movies are, I would say, generation-defining, and it is a great checklist of everything amazing and terrible of the 2000s.
There are some really iconic ones, though.
And the one I want to talk about first is Final Destination.
Was that a teen movie?
It counts on this fucking list.
Did you look up a list of teen movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That.
Yeah. I mean, there are teens being murdered by random objects, so...
If you've seen the movie, you would know that they're being killed by death.
Yeah, by
death. They escaped death.
I mean,
know your facts, Jason.
No, it's true, but, like, you don't see death. It just comes at you with, like, a knife landing in your chest or, like, the clothing line wrapped around your neck.
Are you making a statement, or are you just...
No, those are scenes.
I'm like, that sounds like a philosophy, because I'm like, yeah, that's usually how that works.
I've been reading a lot of shit this week. No, it's, those are scenes that, this is the movie that made me paranoid of flying. made everyone paranoid of flying. It wasn't a terrorist attack, it was this movie.
Isn't there a thing when, like, the door of the airplane opens or something? Or am I getting it confused with Sharknado?
No.
Yeah, I think you might be confusing that with, like, Sharknado.
No, like, the plane engine exploded or some shit, but then it did rip
thing.
Open. And then
okay,
it,
like,
it
something
blew up.
Ripped. Like,
and then it blew up, yeah.
Opening of the plane that isn't supposed to open.
Yeah, and then it blew up.
Yeah.
Because so, I do think that happened in Sharknado.
Yeah, like, there was something wrong. There was something wrong with the door, but also the engine was bad, and so the turbine blew.
Oh, yeah, the plane did blow.
Yeah,
see, the thing
blew
is I've watched all five of them, but I'm like, I remember the last one the most.
Because that's the one that tied into the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was technically a prequel. It really blew my mind.
Yeah, when I saw that one, I was just like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, no!
It was a great way to end the franchise.
Yeah, and they cycled it all back. I can't wait for the reboot. I can't wait.
That'll be awful. I remember I thought they were going to do an MTV TV show for a while. No, wait, it wasn't that one. It was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I Know What You Did Last Summer was supposed to be a TV show.
And then they didn't do that. So
no.
Sad.
I think that's one horror film reboot that I wouldn't mind seeing. Because it took, like, some of the, like, very iconic teen actors of the 2000s into one movie. And then, with, like, the hook and shit.
So well, yeah. Like, but I was also going to say it's also something that's sustainable for an
it's super sustainable.
Other than, like, Scream.
Yeah.
Which they were like, oh, we're going to do another season, but we're just going to, like, reboot it.
Yeah, with Scream, it's just, like, what's like the movies that's fed into itself. It's just like, you know how in the horror film when he comes and finds you, it's just like it knows what it is.
Yeah.
But with Final Destination, you're just paranoid about being outside.
Yeah.
And so it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's,
I don't know.
That's surprising. I would not have expected you to say
it's
that.
It's in my top 50. You know, it's not top 10, but it's in there. I've always enjoyed this movie, even though it's made me paranoid about anything.
Yeah, it's made me paranoid
like
about
anything.
Being
like it proved anything that anything can kill you.
I'm usually just more paranoid about being behind trucks. Like
behind yeah,
like
cycle.
The
yeah.
wood truck, like the trucks.
Never.
The wood
I make it a point to drive 20 miles faster than they are
yeah.
just to get ahead. I'm not getting behind that.
Hey man.
It's fucking horrifying. Which one was the one with the roller coaster, the third one?
Yeah, that was the third one.
Yeah, when they were in a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrifying. Chad, do you have a movie?
Obviously, Bring It On. It's iconic 2000s movie. It literally, well, I wouldn't say it kicked off the 2000s, because it came out in, like, August.
It did come out in 2000.
Yeah, but so. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say it kicked off the 2000s,
yeah.
because it didn't start at the beginning of the year.
I think it just ignited
yeah.
the 2000s.
I think 10 Things I Hate About You might have been what kicked off the 2000s, because
yeah.
it was, like, at the very end of 99,
yeah.
I think. But, yeah, Bring It On, I love it. And one of my favorite facts about it, well, for one, it doesn't have a solid 7 on IMDb, which it deserves.
Absolutely.
It's kind of bullshit.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I saw it for the first time a couple of years ago, and it's, like, one of the few 2000s movies I've seen that, like, still holds up.
It still
oh, yeah.
holds up.
It's,
like, because one thing I've learned in a lot of the movies Chad and I have watched is that so many of the
I still
ones
do Spirit
watched
Fingers.
Do not hold up.
Yeah.
Like,
Spirit Fingers is still a reference that is used to this day, and I remember, I forgot what I was doing like this, and my girlfriend was just like, are you doing Spirit Fingers? And I was like, this is not Spirit Fingers.
Yes, it is.
These are Spirit Fingers.
Yeah, what you were doing were jazz hands.
Yeah, these are jazz hands. And I was just like, these are Spirit Fingers.
Okay.
I was doing jazz hands.
Well, like, the Dude Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
That is not a movie that holds up.
No.
It doesn't.
Not at
I
all.
Imagine that it used to be good, but you watch it in this decade and it really doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Sultan! I beg to differ.
My nostalgia of that movie has fully worn off. There are some aspects that are funny, but then there are other stuff where I'm like, this is so like someone just took multiple bong rips and was just like,
oh, yeah.
I've got
and then
it.
Wrote a movie with like the most like the most whitest white dudes ever.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott and Ashton Kutcher.
And yet, love that scene where they just make out in the car for no reason.
Dude, that was.
That is funny, yeah.
I don't know who put that in there for me specifically, but
they're
thank
a true ally.
Yeah, dude.
a true ally.
Happy Pride. Dude, where's my car?
Oh no, but the fact about Bring It On that I didn't say is that it was actually shot on film.
Ah, yeah,
it's very,
very
unexpected.
Nice.
You would think it's digital because most of those, like, I feel like a lot of Thousands movies are on digital, but I
no.
think it was like right.
It was only after like 05 or 06. Yeah, there's like, I think it was a Social Network that started the trend of digital.
Okay, the Social
like Zodiac.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say the Social Network did not come out like in the middle of the 2000s.
No, no, no. Like the Social Network was like when they first like. It was like the first movie to use like Reds, like full 2K digital. Oh. So that's what like started off. So everything prior to that was all on film. Everything was on film.
I won't say everything.
Most.
A lot of things. Because there are a lot of movies that were digital. That's why they have to get remastered.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what movie, 2000s teen movie, has really been having a renaissance lately?
No.
Twilight.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew it. Fucking Twilight. Actual renaissance.
I'll never forget watching New Moon.
2008, baby.
It's having a renaissance. 10 years
later.
Were you
Team Edward or Team Jacob?
When the books, because I was a fan of the books before the movies came out.
Same.
And the movies actually kind of are what ruined it for me.
Always.
I stopped liking it as soon as I saw the movie. But I preferred Edward in the books, preferred Jacob in the movies. Looking back, I think they're both pieces of shit.
That's interesting because I'm like, for me,
I
feel
Jacob's
like
the biggest piece of shit ever. Because it's just like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's mostly because they really just.
He's like a hero.
Really,
he's a hero for
incels.
No,
I think
incels.
It's primarily because Edward. They really did Edward dirty in the movie. Because
he's just like super friend zoned. He's just like, I want you.
Edward
and it's
is just
like,
so...
she's in a relationship.
Yeah, but not
like,
just
no,
saying...
but I can save you. He's every guy that is stealing. He's every R&B song stealing you away from a woman. That's just like already in a committed relationship. Like, no, I can do better. It's just like, no.
I still think that they're both the worst. But like,
oh, they're awful.
Twilight is really just Roswell fan fiction.
Yeah,
yeah.
He established this.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, so like in the movies, they made Edward just as a character so off-putting in general, let alone as a romantic interest. I think that's why I didn't like him in the movies. But even then, again, I didn't like Jacob that much either. But Taylor Lautner is at least
wait,
a little
you found
more.
Him not off-putting in the books? Because I found him equally as off-putting in the books. Edward has just been that weird character.
I didn't have an issue with him in the books.
I just had an issue with Bella and fucking Edward to begin with. Because I'm like, Bella's
again,
like the worst.
Again, looking
which,
back, I think they're all pieces
which
of
if anything,
all the characters except for Bella's dad.
Knowing how terrible
Bella's
they all were,
Bella.
They were cast perfectly.
In the movie?
In the movie, yeah.
Well, Bella's dad, though.
Yeah.
Ah, love him. That mustache.
Yes.
Good old Charlie.
He's an icon.
A true icon.
Oh my god, hand me down Luke Perry.
You know, I really can't
he
wait.
He was a cop, though.
I can't wait for Twilight Tuesdays.
I can't wait.
Because I haven't watched any Twilight movie in over 6 years.
I never saw Breaking Dawn.
So I have a fresh
two.
Mind.
I haven't either, so
I haven't
I'm going
either
that
as well.
Because it's
oh.
just like.
That's going to be fun.
End of July is going to be a doozy.
Dude.
We're doing Twilight Tuesdays all July.
It's gonna be so much fun.
And on it's 3 a.m. Tune in.
Terrible.
I can't wait for them to reboot Twilight.
It's gonna be
I'm
so
gonna fun. Fucking hang myself.
But what's funny is it wasn't even that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
The first one came out 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm
they
already
have evolved.
Excited.
They have evolved.
Just wait, 5 years, they're going to reboot it.
I'm telling you, they're
years.
Going through a renaissance. There are a couple of random Tumblrs that I follow that every now
Edward's
and then
gonna
will
be a
just
lesbian.
Post a bunch of Twilight memes.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to, one, inject people of color, and then two...
They're going to inject color into the film.
And they're also going to put it on Netflix.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a Netflix original.
It's going to be R-rated.
What if CW does a series?
Now,
no, no more!
Yes,
no more!
It's
from the
it's
from the
deserve.
Creators of Riverdale. It's just like, oh my god, no.
I can only hope. I
it's
can only
what
hope.
We deserve.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't want Julie Plec to do it.
Speaking of, I got my coworker, after only working with her for like a month, I was like, you should watch Riverdale. And she's now sucked in to like
I still
the
haven't
hell.
Started season
She's on season two, and it's just like, she's just like, what is happening? I was just like...
Yeah.
You're
that's,
in it.
That's what it is. Season
you're in
one
it.
Hooks you in because you're like, oh, that was good. And then after that, you're like,
no.
What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't started season 3 yet, and I'm kind of afraid to.
My coworker,
I'm ready to rewatch season 3 to remember what happened.
My coworker,
you already forgot.
To make me to annoy me would call me Jughead.
Are you not?
Because she was just like, you remind me of Jughead. And I'm like, I'm not that brooding all the time.
You beg to differ.
I'm not.
I have some photos that beg to differ.
I disagree.
Just be bummed. Like, I don't write on my journal and shit like that. I don't wear a hat all the time.
Do you not?
You wear that black hoodie all the time.
You're Jughead.
But you're not wearing it today, weirdly enough.
He's Jughead with podcasts.
I'm Jughead with... Jughead. I just have one podcast, mind you.
Well, you had a web series. Good old how's that going?
Good on our
podcast.
Good on our right. This is a great movie. This next movie is one we saw on that cabin trip, Sugar and Spice, which I forgot about until everyone saw it, and I was like...
I mean, I only saw parts because I think I was also playing a card game.
I wish that movie was longer.
What, Sugar and Spice?
Yeah.
I honestly forget a good bit that happened. I just remember it was very similar to...
It was incredibly well done. It's a very underrated movie. Like, it was incredibly well shot. I was just like, this doesn't look like any other teen movie of the 2000s.
True.
Of, like, the color palette, the blocking and everything, the plot and everything. I was like, this is awesome. So it was quite fun. I wasn't shocked to know that not a lot of people had seen it.
Mm-hmm. I think the only reason we watched it is because we were, like, sitting on the couch and we were looking at the DVD collection. And then they're like, is that Sugar and Spice?
Whoa! And it just fucking... I was like, yes, let's fucking do it.
One of my personal favorites was, I already forgot, Freaky Friday. That was a classic in my childhood, personally. I watched a lot of Peak Lohan. Since it was like one of those TV movies, like it was on TV all the time, so.
That movie was huge.
All my friends owned it.
That movie was massive.
It was. It's still iconic. I'm pretty sure it's actually referenced at some point in Monster Prom.
It might be. I don't know. It's a very iconic movie.
Because I've seen one thing where it talks about, like, a mother and a daughter switching bodies in a weird, like...
Well, you know...
One of the questions in the pop quiz
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, well, you know, whatchamacallit is actually a, like, Freaky Friday is actually a reboot.
Yeah. Remake.
Yeah. Remake, my bad.
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah. I've never seen the OG, though.
Do you know what?
Neither, actually.
Do you want to know what the total earnings of it is?
Oh, what, Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
What?
It's over. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look at the actual budget. Because the box office numbers are fucking huge.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think it's huge for like this movie. So the budget was $20 million, and the box office was $160 million.
Jesus.
The shit was... I mean, this was a fucking huge movie.
It was.
Well, it was also a Disney movie, too, so, you know.
Disney...
They had the money to back it.
It was peak Lohan. Jamie Lee Curtis was doing movies again that wasn't a horror. So...
I love when she does, like, comedies.
She's really good in it. Like, I loved her in watching Scream Queens.
I was about to say Scream Queens was great.
Yeah, she was fucking awesome in that.
Do you know what else is a... God, what was I about to say? Do you know what else... came out in the 2000s, I totally forgot about. Sleepover. Speaking of Disney movies.
Jesus Christ.
I loved Sleepover. I thought it was a great movie.
God.
It's so good.
This fucking movie.
Have you ever... You've never seen Sleepover, probably.
She hasn't seen movies.
Yeah, I know.
Be quiet, Chase.
I love that on Rotten Tomatoes, this has a 15%.
Which
How?
Was,
it was great.
Was Sleepover?
Yeah,
there's
Sleepover.
So many random people in
Wait,
it.
Wait, can I see it?
Jane
this,
Lynch?
This movie, reconfirmed my crush of Alexa Vega when I was a kid. Because she was a Spy kid. I was like, wow, I have a crush on her. And then Sleepover was like her teen film. I was just like, yes, absolutely. I'm solely confirmed.
Yeah, I think Sarah Paxton is also in that movie.
Yo, the amount of people in this fucking movie.
Who
else? What a classic.
Evan
fucking Peters. I mean...
There's so many random people.
I mean, honestly, careers were made.
Careers were made. Careers were ruined. All things go.
Some summer view goes, Sleepover is supposed to be a touching, lighthearted PG comedy, but these 14-year-old girls violate every rule they agree to.
They're like, we're gonna do this, and then
you can't have fun if you can't break any rules.
It's true.
Jane Lynch, Sam Huntington, Sarah Paxton, Brie Larson's in it.
Yeah, that's who else was in it. Brie Larson,
Steve Carell, Jeff Garlin, Evan Peters. Wow, this is stacked.
Yeah, it's heavily stacked. It's random how many people are in that movie. It's like when I watch a lot of either mid to late 90s movies or early thousands, and it's like they have these super casts of like random people. Like, have you ever seen the movie Get Over It?
No, I was just skimming over it. There's lots of movies I haven't seen yet. Get Over It is one of them I have not seen.
Ugh, love that one. It's great. It's like,
I have a question. And this is, I don't know if you've noticed this too, but I remember it kind of bugged me. Did Brie Larson get a nose job at some point?
Potentially, but I mean, I feel like she's been acting since she was a kid, so she could have just
grown into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows?
No. It's just like, I've noticed, I'm just like, she looks a little different than when she used to sing. I was like, well, maybe she just grew into it. That's probably what it is. Yeah, Brie Larson's in this shit. I need to rewatch this shit. This is massive.
I found a list called 25 forgettable like teen movies from the 2000s.
Wow.
And I'm kind of offended because some of them I'm like, how dare you imply. One of them was not another teen movie, and I'm like, that isn't forgettable.
No, that was my next movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely not.
And
that movie is a fucking classic.
They also have She's...
Wait, which movie?
Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
It's like the parody.
They
with,
also have
Chris
She's
Evans.
The Man, and I'm like, I wouldn't
Whoa.
Say that's... They're like, forgettable movies that only true fans remember, and I'm like...
Everyone I know
Everyone was
that.
A fan of this movie.
Yeah.
Everyone also, if it's a forgettable film, why is there a list?
Sky
why
High...
Why did you remember?
Sky High is number one
what
on this
fuck?
List. I'm like, how dare you imply I've forgotten Sky High?
What right-wing conservative wrote this?
The Hot Chick.
I remember... The Hot Chick...
What the fuck? That is a... No!
I took him in the Hot Chick all the time.
What the fuck? Billy! Billy!
And they also had Confessions of a
That's
Teenage...
That's
They also had Confessions of a Teenage...
Drama Queen?
Yeah. Chad
these
is
are,
so
These
bad.
Are all iconic movies.
They
Chad,
are, yeah.
Chad is turning red.
this is bullshit.
Yeah,
these are
pretty,
all...
These
it's
are bullshit, dude.
List.
Not... Look... My next film, not another teen movie, is a movie that Catherine has to experience. Because, like, there are multiple scenes of just, like, it's a whole big parody film of every teen movie ever. And so, there's a scene where, like, the losers are walking. It's like, man, we can never get laid, and this and that. And there's a sex club, and there are people fucking outside right by the window. And they're like, I wonder how we're going to get laid. And they just walk by people having sex in a sex club. It's fucking ridiculous. Or when Chris Evans... They parody Varsity Blues.
Oh yeah!
When Ollie Larder walks out with like the whipped cream on like her
yeah.
Yeah.
And her breast, and he walks out with a banana in his dick, and he's like hungry.
Well, doesn't he also have whipped cream on though? Because I feel like
yeah,
seen,
he has like the cherries
yeah,
on.
I was
and he's
say,
like hungry.
I've seen screenshots.
It is, dude. That is a soundtrack I would own on vinyl. That I need to find. I know it's out.
Soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack's on vinyl.
Oh, but the actress in that movie, she's on Supergirl now.
Oh!
Well, she was also on Grey's Anatomy, which is really funny. She's had such an interesting career.
I mean, everyone has, honestly.
Some of the movies on lists of, like, teen movies are really, I think, taking the teen part very loosely. It's like, just because there is, at minimum, one teenager in it doesn't make it... They put up 500 Days of Summer as a teen movie, and I'm
That's
like...
Not.
No, that is a young adult. That is
yeah.
a 20s. I'm in my 20s film.
Right, exactly.
It's not a teen film.
Yeah, so I'm like, some of the stuff, and I'm like, just because there are teens in it doesn't make it like a teen movie. Like, Harry Potter's in it too, and I'm like, I personally wouldn't call that a teen movie.
Yeah. Well, maybe when they get to a certain point.
Yeah. Like, they're definitely preteens when they start in general, but also, like, as a franchise, it feels less like a teen movie and more like, you know, a fantasy movie that has teens in it.
Exactly.
It's like just, it's like the whole concept of, like, oh, a movie with gay characters, but it's not a gay movie, it's just, like, a movie with gay people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, you can kind of apply that to anything.
Oh my god. This one has listed Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron as a 2000s teen movie.
What the fuck?
Do you not remember that 2010 class?
Specifically coming of age.
Incorrect.
I love garbage. I love horses.
I also love that movie, I will say, just in general. That's the best horse movie that exists.
I've literally never seen any of those horse movies.
We'll have a viewing one day.
Oh, no.
And then you get to ride a horse afterwards.
I'll pick some really bad ones and then some good ones.
It is.
Most of them are bad, so that one will be easy.
Yeah.
Like Horse Dancer on Netflix, one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Not another C movie.
I mean, I would never watch something called a horse dance.
I had to get drunk to watch it. I only watched it because I found a drinking game for it.
Well, at least you found a way to make it through.
There's a really dramatic first part in it that you're just like, what's happening?
I have a great, another movie, but I'll let Chad go next.
Wait, I don't know if I...
Cheetah Girls.
Bitch!
Cheetah Girls.
Sorry, don't get me started on Cheetah Girls. Cheetah Girls is my shit.
That's still a whole episode on its own.
Oh,
yes.
What about From Justin to Kelly?
I love that garbage.
Oh my god.
So good. It's so bad.
I can't.
It's fucking awful.
I can't do it.
You've seen it, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, we watched it as a group once.
Yes, I was there.
It is.
So good.
It is quite hard to get through.
Is it? I don't know.
I want to watch it again.
My favorite was when we got to the fun facts at the end. And
yes.
Grace was just like, yeah, so... Kelly Clarkson didn't want to do the movie, but she was like contractually obligated to do it. And it was like crying every day because she didn't want to fucking do the movie. And I'm like, I love it.
Love that. Dude, it's so fucking true. She did not want to do that shit.
I love drama.
The Bratz film was a 2016 movie.
I love that too.
Oh no, my gosh.
I've never seen that.
You haven't?
No,
I've seen
I.
it so many times.
I mean, I bring this fact up a lot, but literally when we watched it back when we were in college, Grace and I, and like some other friends.
I think that's the first time I watched it, yeah.
Oh, do you remember it crashing my computer? Because it crashed my computer twice.
Maybe.
Trying to watch
it. Because the thing is, I've watched it with... like a similar group of people many times.
Yeah.
Like there's one person in particular that has been there almost every time I've watched the movie.
They're a true ride or die.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing, it crashed my computer twice when we were trying to watch it, and I was very upset, but I think it was just trying to be like, this is your chance to get out now.
Yeah. Your computer trying to tell
I'm watching something. A scene from The Sleepover and Steve Carell plays a security guard.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, the thick mustache. Oscar-nominated Steve Carell.
Good old Oscar nominated.
Chad, I found something we need to watch.
What is this? High School Musical spinoff.
Whoa, what?
In Mexico. Whoa. Musical duo Jesse and Joy. Who the fuck is that?
Joke's on you. There are no high schools in Mexico.
Are there not?
No, they have academies. They have, like, private schools.
Private
school. I could be wrong!
I could be wrong!
The spinoff of High School Musical film version in Mexico premiered 08. Torre Nacional in Mexico City. Finalists to program High School La Sección with the special presenter Jesse and Joy. I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Exactly. I'm
Most of the soundtrack are of the genre reggaeton.
I think we need to find this.
This is...
This
is wild. What the fuck? This is crazy as shit. All right, cool.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
I want to discuss a swim fan.
Ooh.
Because I think that could be adapted into now when having a side chick goes really fucking bad, and she just hounds you for fucking ever.
When having a side chick goes wrong.
Yeah, like swim fan is. Was horrifying. I think this is the movie that made men paranoid of women. One of the many films.
Well, there are a lot of films in the vein of Swim Fan where women are seen to be, like, crazy and
crazy.
Whatnot. And I'm just like...
Because it makes you watch it and it's just like, man, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, watching the movie, she kind of is, like, just high-key crazy.
Poor Jesse Bradford.
But I want to know, like, why. There was never explained why. She was just, like, obsessive.
It's... she just becomes obsessive.
I mean, like, I guess the only backstory would be, like, the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Is this the prequel?
It could be.
Swim Fan is the prequel.
It's me, your Crazy Ex-Swim Fan.
I don't want to talk about Mean Girls. I feel like people could talk about that to, like...
Yeah.
To death.
Yeah, I could talk about that until the cows come home.
Oh, the cows are home.
The cows are home!
Napoleon Dynamite is a teen movie?
Yeah, yes. Well, he's in high school.
Yeah, it's a teen movie. It's amazing how far all of their careers have gone. Nowhere.
Wait, Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Well, the one dude, wasn't he in, like, Blades of Glory or whatever? And I think that was, like...
Yeah, John Heder.
Yeah, I think that's the only other one he was in.
Which is a great movie.
I've never seen it.
It is. It is a lot of fun. But it's ridiculous at the same time.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's Will Ferrell in What's-His-Face.
But it's also, like... I think it's, like, one of the... It's, like, one of the first times we see Will Arnett and Amy Poehler together in, like, a thing
when they were
married.
Really?
Yeah, when they were married. Like, they only done a handful of things.
Remember when they were married?
Yeah. But
well, at least we still got Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They'll be together forever.
Oh, for fucking ever. Yeah. The Girl Next Door.
Oh, such a good movie.
That is...
That's now that I'm thinking about it, have you seen... There's this documentary. I can't remember what it's called. It's called, like... Teen something, I want to say, but it's like a documentary that, like, well, it's not even really a documentary, it's more like a docu-essay that, like, breaks down teen movies. Mm-hmm. And, like, they talk about The Girl Next Door, and the way that they broke it down is I had literally never thought about it, but it was like, so, like, Girl Next Door, he's all like, oh, you don't have to be a porn star. He basically jumps into this whole, like, Captain Save-A-Ho mode,
yeah,
or whatever, where he's just,
yeah,
like, I can save you, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, she's doing fine. The only thing that was wrong is, like, people treat her like she's a social pariah just,
yeah,
because she's done porn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but y'all be buying the porn, so the only reason you know she's in porn is because you was jacking off to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Insert Nicki Minaj track.
It is a very... deeper film than it shows, and it's like, it's weird at times when the 2000s can be progressive and when it can't, and it,
yeah,
doesn't know it is being progressive.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's very interesting.
That's one of those instances where it had no clue that it was being I think it didn't realize it was being as controversial as it was. Now we look back at it and we're just like, that's slut shaming.
Exactly. We didn't have a term back then.
Yeah, there are a lot of, well, I remember when I originally watched the movie, I was just like, what is this deal? Like, why are you making such a big deal out of this?
Cause yeah, because, like, the premise itself is just, like, she chose, like, she's fine.
Yeah.
It's just you that's, like, hounding.
He had a problem
for nonsense.
With it.
He had the
it's
issue
like,
with it.
Well, for one, he was obsessed with her. And then after he found out that detail about her, he was all like,
well,
yeah,
why
she's
is it, like, so many, like, 2000s teen movies are just, like,
save
these boys who are obsessed with this girl and won't fucking chill out?
Yeah, and yet
it's
when
easier.
The,
it's easier
when a girl's like that. It's Swim Fan.
It's easier to sell the men being obsessed than the woman being obsessed.
Yeah.
Unless it's in a PG movie where it's just like, I have a crush on a guy.
But
or
that's not
Beyonce's
obsessed.
Stare.
That's like,
yeah,
yeah.
Because he was just like, I'm gonna take her to prom. I'm gonna take a porn star to prom with me, and then she brought her other porn star friends with her.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, because she beat a baddie bee.
Yeah.
You think she's not gonna roll up with her clothes?
I know, like, why wouldn't you? John Tucker Must Die.
I love that. Iconic poster.
Oh yeah. That is iconic to
as Catherine Squint. She's like, is it? I don't remember.
No, not the poster. I'm just like, I feel like I've seen this. Was it one of the ones we watched or am I
Jesse Metcalf?
Track? No, it's
Brandy
just
Snow.
The...
Ashanti!
I'm trying to remember if I've seen it or not.
Sophia Bush, Jenny
yeah.
McCarthy.
Yeah, I was going to say there are a lot of really random people in
Taylor Kitsch plays, he plays a this guy named Justin.
I've seen at least some of this. I don't know if I ever finished it, though.
Oh, dude, it's awesome.
It's a great movie.
But I've definitely seen some of this. It was at one of those
very silly
things where, like, someone put on a movie and it was there, but I wasn't, like, fully paying attention the whole time.
That's fair.
Look at young Ashanti. Look at all this hair. Look at this, like, this is a P2000 when, like, the belt isn't in the loop.
Yeah, that was the style.
This is big. I love this shit.
But at least they took, like, made them look like actual high school girls.
Yeah.
They attempted. I feel like in that movie, it may be, like, one of the only instances where I've seen older actors who actually look like they were teenagers.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
movie, like, there's definitely one where they actually looked like they were in high school, like, The 10 Things I Hate About You. Everyone looked like they were, like, in their age.
Yeah, yeah.
In their age range.
Like, well, the oldest one in that movie was Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell, could you?
No.
Because she's still... Black doesn't crack, and she still looks like that.
Yep.
So it's pretty great. Like, Heath Ledger looked like a high school senior. So it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's very few movies, teen movies like that where you actually buy it. The 90s were a good time for that.
Also, Brittany Snow just still looks the same. She doesn't...
Yeah, she looks almost exactly the same.
Like, literally, take her out of this movie and put her into Pitch Perfect, and it would just... It would be seamless.
Well, she has red hair in that one.
Yeah.
So you have to put a wig on.
True.
It's not that hard.
That's not the sound wigs make.
I don't know. I feel like this is a really good movie. We've talked about fun movies, but, like, Juno is, like, one that's just, like, really good.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's not a garbage 2000s movie.
Kind of want to rewatch it. I have it in my room, but...
I have it in my room, so I gotta rewatch it, you know?
You know, I got...
And, like, the whole soundtrack by, who did the soundtrack?
Kimia Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Soundtrack is great.
Again, Batty B.
Whip it.
she really snapped on that soundtrack. Am I right, ladies?
Am I right? Yeah, it's good. It's a great soundtrack. I have it somewhere. This?
Yes.
Hand me my
I'm
water.
Thirsty.
I'm thirsty. 17 again.
I've never seen that.
I remember not even being impressed the first time I saw that when it first came out. I watched it and I was like, this
it's
ain't
just,
shit.
Yeah, it's just... It is a, it's just like Matthew Perry shrunken down to Zac Efron, because he used to look like that when he was younger.
I just watched it for Zac Efron.
See, what's weird is I'm like, I'm supposed to believe that...
The DH technology wasn't that great 10 years ago.
No.
Yeah, but am I supposed to really believe that...
Matthew Perry.
Yeah. I'm really supposed to buy that? No. Not a chance.
I don't think anyone bought it. It's just like, that's why Matthew Perry was only in the movie for like 5 minutes.
So you wouldn't get distracted.
Exactly.
They could have picked anyone, I guess. But I guess they were like trying to use the clout of Matthew Perry.
Really, the clout of Zac Efron.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're trying to sell this movie.
Matthew Perry is just to get the older people who miss Friends and be like, oh.
It's to get your dad to take you to the movies.
I mean, honestly. I don't know if this is a teen movie, but I think it counts. Life Size.
Oh, Life Size.
Oh my god,
dude, that is, I don't know, that is pure perfection. Like, I don't know if like Tyra Banks has ever not come off her peak. You know,
from that movie.
Yeah, no, like her peak of her career, because I don't know if she's like off her peak. It's just like she has those like moments of just like. You know, when she's just, like, gone and then here.
Yeah.
And gone again. It's just, like, I don't know.
Well...
I love that movie.
She's just gone back to Top Model now.
Is there a new season coming out?
Soon-ish,
fall?
Maybe.
Fall?
I think so.
Probably in fall.
I mean, the last one was fun up until the end because I was like, who would have chose her?
Yeah, me and Chad could literally talk about that for, like, hours. Because we were... I texted him... Furiously, I was like, why the fuck did they pick her?
Yeah.
I was very angry.
I was upset too, but you know.
Because like the one we were rooting for was kicked out the episode prior, and I was just like, just because the one time she fucked up, she gets kicked out. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And that's Top Model for you.
Speaking of Top Model, Road Trip.
Wait, how's that tied in Top Model?
It doesn't. There's no way to segue out of this.
Just thinks he's good at segues.
I don't think I am, I just know I'm not.
I don't think I am. I know I'm not.
Road Trip. Catherine, you haven't seen this.
Nope.
Oh.
You've seen this.
Well, no, actually, I've seen Euro Trip.
Oh, you've seen Euro Trip.
Yeah.
That one's a lot more trashier than Road Trip.
Yeah, but it's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun than Road Trip. Road Trip really stuck to its narrative.
I mean,
just wanna have
we
fun.
Got the iconic Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty doesn't fucking know, dude.
That Fiona and me. Doing it in my van.
God, Jesus. Dude, it's your sister! Road Trip, Tom Green eating a mouse.
Oh, yeah, Tom Green.
Eating a mouse. And, like, that scene, you could never pull this scene off now. Where he's just like, he's in bed with like two girls, and he's just like, you touch her breast, and now you touch hers, and now touch mine. And it's just like this 5-minute scene where that shit happens. It's just so weird. But it's a very dumb premise, because homeboy sent a sex tape of him and this girl he was seeing in college to his girlfriend in another college, and him and his friends take a road trip to go get it back.
That was the premise of that movie?
Yeah.
Well,
to go get
way less
the
fun
sex
than
tape.
That's way less fun than Eurotrip. At least in Eurotrip, he's like, I've been like Skyping with or chatting with this girl, and like,
yeah,
she may be the love of my life.
Yeah.
Well, after his girlfriend was cheating on him.
Yeah. I think at the end they broke up because they both grew apart, and then it was okay. It's just like, what the fuck?
Like, this stupid.
It just like ruins the whole movie.
Is it one of those movies where it's just, it's not about. It's not about the destination, it's about the
it's
journey.
It's about the journey. And then, like, the white guy... So there's a scene where they go to a black frat house, and the white guy knows the handshake, and they let him in. And, like, DJ Qualls gets to sleep with this big black woman, and, like, he takes her panties to home, and it's just, like, these humongous panties. He's like, whoa, oh my god, you got laid! And he falls in love with a black woman.
Wow.
This is it's 2000s as fuck. There's no other way to fucking put it.
Yeah, the 2000s may have been fun with premises, but they, like, what they were fun with premises, they really made up for in, parts aging like sour milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about American Pie.
Why?
Because it's just, like, I feel like that is, like, the, that's, like, what, Superbad was to the 2010s and, like, the newer generation, like, American Pie was to us.
You know, yeah, I mean? I don't like Superbad.
Yeah. You don't like Superbad?
I didn't think it was that good, and I feel like everyone else like thinks it's great.
I thought
unpopular
hot
opinion.
Take. I think it sucked.
I kind of do.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I
definitely enjoyed
the
it a lot.
I remember leaving the theater and being like, okay. Yawn. Especially with like the credit sequence where there was just like all those dicks, and I was just like, why is this funny? Why is this supposed to be funny? Like, I really don't understand.
This is funny?
Well, I have, like, a whole thing about that, because I'm like, I don't understand why dicks are funny, but at the same time, dicks are supposed to be taken seriously. It's like, you want someone to laugh at dick jokes, but at the same time, if you send a dick pic, you don't want someone to laugh?
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, you can't just not have your cake and eat it. Like,
you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
I think they want dicks to be funny to guys, and then dicks to be taken seriously by women. That's
like,
my theory.
Like, if you want penises to be funny, do what American Vandal did and just, like,
yeah,
really have it be the premise.
Honestly,
that
I feel
great.
Like
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the only time I thought
it succeeded so
funny.
Well.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
did you
because
draw
it
the dicks? I don't remember.
But
dude,
it wasn't even the dick that was that was funny.
It was just him.
It was, like, the entire concept.
Yeah.
They call you on tape. Dude, it wasn't me, man. I don't remember that at all.
I don't know her.
A classic one that I think Jake Gyllenhaal's greatest work is Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy.
Wow.
No.
What a classic. It's a classic. I don't remember all these
Catherine, movies. I feel like you should time travel and just like relive all these things.
Just relive all of these moments.
You also have to remember
buy
one
that,
of these movies that were of like a higher...
Buy that
like,
five when movie tickets were $7.
See, but like
you have
this
no
time,
idea what
Jason,
that was
a
like.
Lot of this time of these movies you're talking about, when they came out, their target audience was older than I was.
Me
yeah,
too, but you know, it didn't stop us.
Like
yeah,
when High School
like,
Musical
yeah,
came
you were
out,
a baby.
I was the target audience.
You were a baby.
Yes.
Like,
so that's why my frame of reference.
Oh,
I watched a lot of movies. They were just all younger.
How old were you?
Which year?
10.
Which year?
Because Because you were born in 94.
No.
6.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're my brother's age.
4, 6, 8. Just say numbers.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you were a baby.
So in the early 2000s, I was like 4.
Nice.
So like I wasn't watching American Pie, you know? I wasn't allowed.
Did you ever watch The New Guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have that. That was a funny movie.
That is great.
I don't remember what happened at his original school where he had to like switch schools.
I think it was like they picked on him.
Oh no, I think I remember what it was. Wasn't it like his dick got exposed to the whole school, and then the nurse was just like, "What is this?" and then broke his dick.
Yeah, broke his dick.
Ugh. So that's never going away.
That's the opening 5 minutes of the film. Which is, like, amazing. They broke his fucking dick, and then somehow he ended up in jail.
I don't remember. Oh, I think it was for, like, public indecency or some shit.
Yeah, that's what it was. Public indecency, and then met Eddie Griffin. And then cut his hair, dyed it blonde, and then, like, he showed up as a cool guy. Was it at the same school or a different school?
He went to a different school.
Different school, that's what it was. And this is only iconic because we talked about this on our Lost episode. Where the Simple Plan song was like the theme of that whole movie.
Wait, which song?
It was I'm Just a Kid.
Ah, true.
Yeah, because the whole music video is based on the movie.
Also,
and so the cast is in it.
Also, Elijah Dushku was there for no reason.
Fucking. She is so much older than everyone else in that entire movie. Big crush on Faith.
Love that.
Big crush. Speaking of crush, Blue Crush.
Are you just going through this whole list?
I think he is.
No, I found another list.
Oh my god.
Oh.
We're already at 46 minutes, Jason.
Dude, we have yet to break an hour.
Yes, and more shit for me to do later.
Oh, hot chick.
You want these episodes to go out on time?
I mean, you know, yeah. It's a good time. 13, Party Monster. I don't know Party Monster. That's not a teen movie.
I'm really just wondering if you guys are going to keep this whole, that whole conversation in there.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, this is all staying in. This is all staying in.
That's what you think, Jason.
Wait, which conversation?
But if
about
I just
the list.
I'll
oh,
just
about
replace
the
whole conversation to keep with time with an endless loop of Jason going, I'm a gross piece of shit, because I still have that
I'm
sound
a gross
bit.
Piece of shit.
Love that.
Yeah, that's me. All right, so I closed down the list.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. I think I'm out of teen movies.
I'm tired.
You know how I know you're tired? You're fidgeting with the blinds.
I know.
Great job.
My phone is on the
awesome.
Stand.
Join us next time when we do ASMR.
Some blind ASMR.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to do ASMR. Because we've always joked about it with the other mics. It's just like...
We have to find some 2000s related things, though.
Oh, I found some words.
Some words.
Yeah, I found some like phrases and like words to like use for ASMR.
Okay. It's would you consider one of the slap bracelets 2000s? Because I feel like
fuck
yeah. Okay.
Fuck
cool.
Yeah.
Great, I have one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the sound that they make.
Well, it's like a plastic sound, but to me, it's always a whipping sound.
It sounds more like these blinds, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You peaked?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chad, for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, don't forget to rate us on Apple iTunes podcasts. Well, iTunes is dead.
Can
Apple podcasts.
That?
Yeah, people can rate, yeah.
Do people listen to us on Apple podcasts?
Weirdly enough, a lot more people listen to us on Apple podcasts.
That's weird, because it used to be Spotify.
Now it's like a shit ton of people listening.
Do we still have people listen to us on tablets and stuff?
Yeah, weirdly enough, yeah.
See... For us, it's actually either Spotify or just, like, random other apps.
Like,
we're international.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we're huge in the United Arab Emirates. Shout outs.
In the what?
United Arab Emirates, UAE.
Oh, I have no idea where that is. I'm bad with geography.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. Well, yeah, leave a fucking comment, subscribe. Rate us.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Wow, thanks. Come back to my YouTube.
Oh, God.